show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us as we launch into hour number two. We go back into the phone calls and back to Kenneth in South Carolina. Now, Kenneth, we had, I guess, interrupted you in during the discussion of this of the issue of slander, and you were, what were you saying? Go ahead and recap what your point was.
Back on the slander issue, we were discussing whether or not it would be easy to prove in the free market whether or not you lost money due to factual errors printed about a person in the media.
And you were saying that you could prove that.
Well, it would be, in the free market, it would be a lot easier because a lot of this legislation now in the current system that we have is just because we have one system, and everyone knows that that system is broken, and we have people using it for their own needs, whereas in the free market, we have many different systems, and all of those systems would be garnered towards finding justice, and so it would be a lot simpler for one who had been harmed to prove that they've been harmed, and if they had been harmed, then that would easily... the problem would be easily solved.
Okay. So so you think that in the marketplace, do you think that there would be financial penalties for slander? Or do you think it would just be like a black mark on a reputation rating?
It would once again depend on whether or not you could prove that you had had financial loss. If you can't prove that you had financial loss, then the courts in the free market system just simply would throw out the case to avoid wasting time and money.
Perhaps one, perhaps the way the cases might shake out would be some of the cases might shake out. And again, just for our listeners tuning in, we're talking about the idea of slander. What would it be like without the government courts? If we had marketplace courts, maybe what the punishment could be would be that if the court found or the arbitrator found in the favor of the person who was accusing the other company of slandering them. Maybe they could say, well, here's what you can do to make good, and if you don't do that, then you will get this, this big black mark on your reputation rating. Whereas if you do make good, then your reputation rating will stay intact, and no one will ever have to know about this as far as your reputation rating is concerned. So to give them sort of a choice, do they want to take the big hit, or do they just want to make good and then make it go away? That might be a possibility too.
Indeed, indeed.
So, what other thoughts do you have for us tonight?
Originally, I was calling in to comment on the emailer about his libido, his issues that he was having with that.
Yes, to recall, we had a guy in his early 20s who's in a happy relationship with a young lady, but he is pretty torn because he's constantly desiring the sex with other women. Your thoughts?
My initial reaction was initially to tell him exactly what Mark said, and that was to try and see a therapist, because that could be a result of some underlying physical or psychological issues that no untrained person would actually be able to resolve. For instance, oftentimes people who have suffered some sort of trauma emotionally seek to fill that gap with physical and other emotional relationships. So it could mm-hmm. be a matter of no matter how happy he is with his monogamous relationship, he will seek other emotional relationships to fill that gap that he has.
Interesting. And only psychotherapy would be able to sort of hammer those issues out.
A trained professional would know whether or not it was that sort of thing or whether it was just a matter of him not a simple thing, such as him thinking that he is happy and then just denying it.
Hmm.
And just being a guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Parts of makeup.
Very good, Kenneth. Any other thoughts?
No, that's all. Love
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate the input. Let's go to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy. Jeremy's gone. All right, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI. What? He's there now? Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ.
They didn't beat me in. So I can tell when I'm fixing to come on because there'll be a beat. Sometimes they don't beep it quick enough.
Well, here you are. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was wanting to bring up, y'all were talking about the shopping holidays the other night, and Mark was talking about if you don't shop at Walmart, you're depriving somebody of a goat or a this or a that. And my opinion is the factory shouldn't have went over there to to begin with. And
yes, we absolutely should have sweatshops in America. Absolutely.
No. Will you let me finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
But what I wanted to finish saying was, so we send our factories over there to not be regulated like we have regulations over here to deliver us poison products like they are now. You know what I mean?
Hold on a second, Jeremy.
I would agree that to some extent regulations have attempted to try to, you know, provide us with good products. But largely what they do is drive businesses away. I mean, whether we like it or not, we have an international economy. I mean, we buy things from all kinds of different countries, and there's nothing that's ever going to change that.
Well, and the fact is, when you're buying those things from those other countries, you need to really put it into perspective, Jeremy. I mean, if you look at the news from the last 6 months with the scares about the the lead in the Mattel products and the lead in the whatever else, there's only really been a handful of these scares. And when you look at it from a wide scale, you have to understand that at any given moment, there's a new ship pulling into a dock somewhere in America, pulling into a port, offloading pallet after pallet after cargo container of products from all manner of different countries and companies that are coming here. They're being packaged, they're being put on retail shelves, and they're being sold and consumed entirely safely. So the fact is, the marketplace is the one that is doing the safety regulation, not the government. It's not the U.S. government and their rules and regs that are keeping you safe and your kids alive. It's the businesses, the businesses that are checking things and they're making sure things are safe in order to sell them to you, so you'll stay alive and keep coming back and buying their products in the future. Yes, a few things did slip through the cracks, but what's interesting is the reason why, and typically the reason why these products that are so-called dangerous or have levels of dangerous things in them, like lead, the reason why they slip through the cracks in many cases is because the business will count on the government regulations that are in place as to keep them safe. So instead of Mattel having their own regulatory system and their own audits of the products that they're purchasing from their suppliers, they rested on their laurels and they said, oh, well, you know, the Chinese government, they've got a system in place there to keep things safe, so we're just going to trust that and not worry about these things. So really, it's more of the government regulation that provides this false sense of security to companies that I think is problematic. And that's where a lot of these issues are coming from.
I can appreciate where his heart is at and everything. And, whether you shop at a box store or not, if you go out and buy an Xbox for mom and pop, you're still going to help that person out overseas. I mean, just because, you don't buy it at a box store, no matter what you buy, almost. Like, I love my Xbox 360 and my stereo and stuff like that, mm-hmm. You know, and it's not going to deprive them of anything just because you don't shop at a box store. I mean, no matter where you buy that stuff, you're going to be helping the person that's on the bottom of the line over there.
I think Mark was talking about just buying foreign, not necessarily buying from the big stores.
Yeah, we were talking about foreign at the time, but
buying foreign products.
Jeremy, what's your problem?
How can you live without foreign products anymore, the way they got the system set up? And like I say, I appreciate where his heart's coming at, but, you know, I boycott Walmart for a lot of reasons. But that's
what are those reasons?
Well, one of them is for some of the things that they support financially and this and that in this country. I'd rather not go into all of that right now. But
okay. All right, fair enough. Well, you'll have to go into it with us some other time, because I find Walmart to be a fascinating topic. I don't own any shares in Walmart or anything like that, but I do shop there, and I'm generally pretty pleased with my shopping experiences. It's not, like, service-oriented, but I know where to go to find the things I need to get, throw them in the shopping cart, go and check out, and I get them at a better price than I really probably would anywhere else, and that helps keep, you know, as somebody that doesn't have a lot of money to throw around, that helps keep more money in my pocket, raising my standard of living. In fact, I do have to say that I love their new slogan. And I don't have it in front of me.
You love their slogan? Okay.
Yeah, it's a good new slogan. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Well, what is this? It's like save money. Yeah, save money, live better. That's what it is. And it really is. It's the epitome of what Walmart does. You know, they help people save money so they can have more money in their pocket and their bank account in order to live more comfortably.
Give it to their church. Provide more things for their kids.
Give it to the poor. Give it to and spend more money at mom and pop stores. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time. time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar. 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Wiki is there with over 1,450 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
American Consumer News is an online magazine which will provide you with a steady stream of money-saving tips to help you get closer to financial freedom. The magazine discusses such topics as investing, real estate, frugality, debt reduction, and much, much more. That's AmericanConsumerNews.com.
800-259-9231. You know, before we go on here with the phone calls, I want to make it clear, because I was lauding Walmart a few moments ago, and I just want to make it clear that, you know, again, I don't hold stock in that company. I think they have some faults. I really do. I think that, so I want to make sure I can critique them as well as praise them. I don't like their censorship policies. They censor their music at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
There's also certain types of magazines.
And movies, too.
No, I don't believe they do that.
I thought they had special movies that they sold that didn't have,
no.
That weren't R or something like that.
Okay. I do not believe that to be the case.
Okay.
Which is kind of an interesting thing about Walmart is they censor their music, but not the movies.
Hmm.
Well, anyway, so there's that. And then there's the, they're pretty selective when it comes to their magazine selections, mm-hmm. and their books. And there's certain things they just won't sell because, you know, they're afraid to offend the families and that sort of thing. Or whatever, you know, whatever their rationale is there. Maybe it's some sort of religious thing. But I don't really care for that. I don't care for the censorship factor when it comes to Walmart. And obviously the service there is not so great. You know, as far as if you need some expertise, you're just not going to find it.
Right. You need to go someplace else.
The customer service, on the other hand, is pretty darn good. Their return policy is pretty decent. And the prices generally are good, but don't be fooled. You know, just because Walmart says they have low prices doesn't mean everything's a low price. It means that some things are.
Well, they're all low. It's, you know, some are, you can find lower prices elsewhere.
That's true. So don't be suckered. You know, don't be suckered into being a bad consumer. You still need to do your due diligence. But generally, you know, Walmart should be praised for some of the things that they've done that have revolutionized. I mean, Walmart's sort of like the Rush Limbaugh of talk radio for the retail world. They've really done some amazing things for the industry, I think. And, you know, the number one thing I think that they really should be pointed out that I don't think many people are aware of when it comes to Walmart is sort of the behind the scenes way they do business with their vendors.
Mm-hmm.
What they do essentially is they push their vendors to lower their costs as much as possible so that Walmart can have those lowered costs passed on to them so that Walmart can pass those lowered costs on to the consumer. And so to give you an example, what they will do is, you know, every year, or I'm not sure if it's every year or 2 years or what the period is, but every certain period they go to their vendors and they say, okay, we need, we need you to knock a few cents off of this product. And the vendor will say, well,
I can't do it.
We can't do that. We got to make profits here. We got to get our bills paid. That's just not possible. And then Walmart will say, well, if you don't knock a few cents off of this product, we're going to go with your competitor. And we'll put your competitor on the same shelf that you're on now. And you'll have the reduced shelf space, or we'll just take you out of the store entirely.
Well, but they also help.
And in order to help them, they actually send their team of business experts, or whatever they're called, you know, Walmart's efficiency team, they send them to the company. So if it's, Lee, the jeans manufacturer, they will go in, this Walmart team will go in, and they'll audit the manufacturer. And they'll point out flaws in their manufacturing process. They'll point out things that they could improve to make better. They'll point out things to improve efficiency and thereby reduce the costs by however many cents it will be. And then Walmart gets their price reduction, and that's how they can literally claim to continue to have falling prices. Well, it's because they're pushing hard behind the scenes, their vendors, to continue to reduce their prices, which is an amazing force in the marketplace. It really is.
Right. Who was doing that before?
Nobody.
Not in that same way, at least.
Right. So that's one thing.
The market does that, but Walmart's facilitating the
right. They're overtly doing it in order to, again, keep passing on the savings. And that's something they should be applauded for. So are they the perfect company? No. Are they inefficient in some of their own ways? I'm sure they are. But the fact is, most people that are shopping there are obviously satisfied because they keep coming back. That damn parking lot is full every time I go. So you can't argue with success, right? 800-259-9231. Maybe you want to trash on Walmart or praise them or whatever you want. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. We go to the phones to George in D.C. TSA George, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
G'day, mate.
Hey, g'day, sir. Back from Australia, I see.
Yeah, I just finally got back. And Dad, I got to tell you one thing. You think gas prices is high as hell here, man? It's nothing. It's like $5.30 a gallon over there.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure it's not $5.30 a liter?
No. It's like $1.41 a liter.
Okay.
Right around there, give or take.
Got it.
I think I know why that is. It's because each liter is like a smaller unit, you know, and we're spending, it's like the tax is probably about the same, but since it's a smaller unit, if you well, measurement, you still end up paying more money to the government, and that's why.
I don't know. I think their taxes just might be higher there. I think that might be what it is. And who knows what the regulatory atmosphere is like. They might be, you know, regulating the oil companies to death, and so they have to pass on the cost of that regulation as well. So it's sort of a hidden tax.
That too, and it's like a can of Coke, $2.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know what?
That's U.S. dollars. You're talking U.S. dollars.
It's Australian dollars, but with the exchange rate, it's pretty much $2, like $1.90 maybe.
So it's almost one for one exchange rate then. It's close. Okay.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's because they all got a living wage there, and that's why.
So what is what are some other observations you have from your trip?
Oh, get this. Not only, remember when I told you that they took away my rubber snake when last time I called?
Yeah, on the airplane or the security people.
Yeah, well, when I got back and I packed my stuff, I realized I left the pocket knife in my suitcase. So I found it kind of funny that, you know, they found my rubber snake, but they could not find my pocket knife.
So wait a minute. That pocket knife made it to and from Australia, and neither the TSA nor customs nor the Australian security...
I got that pocket knife in Australia.
Oh, okay. So customs didn't catch it, though, right?
No. Customs gonna catch it right there. Australian airport security gonna catch it. Korean airport security gonna catch it. And they made me a selective. They took me at the gate.
Wow.
And they didn't catch it.
Now, was this pocket knife in your carry-on or just in your suitcase?
Carry-on.
It was in your carry-on. God, yeah. This is nonsense.
Yeah, and then LAX they didn't catch it. But I can't be too hard on LAX customs because I was wearing my little Homeland Security badge because I didn't want to go to an additional thing there. So
right.
I'll cut them some slack, but their TSA didn't catch it when I went to them to go fly home.
Interesting.
Yeah,
so what else did you have to share, George?
I saw yesterday on the front page of the Outlook section of the Washington Post a big full article here on Ron Paul, very positive. In which the headline says libertarian, like a dictionary thing.
Oh, yeah. I did read that. That's pretty good. I actually have it here, and maybe we'll get to it tonight if we get a chance. George, thanks for the call. Good to have you back. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And speaking of Ron Paul, he is going to be in the debate this week, you know, the YouTube debate.
Sounds interesting.
Now, anybody that knows anything about Ron Paul knows he is the number one most viewed presidential candidate on YouTube. So this could be a major turning point. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Carphonic Minute. You may recycle, reduce, and reuse, but who's watching? When we come back, I'll tell you how Earth's greenest and meanest are tracked.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Someone's keeping score of planet-friendly behavior. No, government satellites aren't playing Big Brother to see how many cans you recycle. It's the American Council for an Energy-Efficient Economy that's ranking our cars' environmental friendliness. The Council combines vehicles' tailpipe emissions ratings and fuel economy into a single green score. The higher the number, the greener the car. This year's greenest is Honda's Insight, with a score of 57, followed by the Civic GX and Toyota RAV4 at 52. As for the meanest, nine models weighing in at a low 10 prove that the gas is greener in another car. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested six tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, including the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience for free at freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the class action lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's libertydollar.org. 1-800-259-9231. We go back to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Sam in Texas on the amp line. Hey, Sam. Hey, Sam.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight?
I got a jury summons in the mail,
and boy.
I'm weighing my options here, and I'd like your input and to see if you and Mark maybe differ on this, on
okay.
What I should do.
All right. What are you considering?
So, number one, I could just throw it away because it's just a threatening letter from some strangers that I don't know and don't have any agreement with.
Right. I mean, in case no one's ever gotten a jury summons before, it is a threat. They are essentially saying that, you know, if you don't respond, that they could charge you with a crime. And, of course, it's not a real crime because a crime has to involve actually harming another person. It's one of those man crimes, those made-up law crimes. And, you know, that won't stop them from sending the police to your home and throwing you in a jail cell.
True, but I think I would have a pretty good defense with what Mark Stevens has done through, you know, questioning the law and establishing that, you know, would this have to happen in the state of Texas? And, okay, what is the state and that sort of thing?
Okay, now they might be able to, I mean, that could be an approach you could take, but they might be able to get you and say that, well, you did sign for this driver's license, and therefore that means that you did, you know, commit to agree to going to jury, you know, jury duty, if you recall.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I could also just write, I'm not a slave, and mail it back in a big black marker. I don't know if I want to do that one.
That's a bad idea.
You think so, Mark?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then on the back, there's all these excuses of ways to get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you a felon? Are you whatever? One of them.
Felons
is
can't serve on juries?
Let's see. I guess not, because this one's got 11 questions, and have you been convicted of a felony, any kind of theft, legal accusation or of a felony charge, on and on. But one of them is I am a United States citizen, and I don't know how I could be a citizen because that implies an obligation to protect on the government's behalf, and they've said they don't have to do that, so...
Yeah, you might be able to get out on that one. So you have to be a citizen to be on the jury. Of course, then if you deny citizenship, maybe they'll just throw you out of the country too. Who knows what?
Yeah, that would suck.
Who knows what they'll do? I mean, you know, this is like dealing with a dangerous animal. You can't really be too sure on the position they're going to take. And I know that you're a Free State Project member, Sam.
Correct.
And how far away are you from possibly making the move to New Hampshire?
I'm hoping to move up there, or my plan is to move up there this summer. I've got a house to sell here in Texas and some other things to tie up, and then I can head up that way.
Because I have to say that, you know, for our listeners that don't know, the Free State Project is a movement of 20,000 liberty lovers all moving to the same state. And as far as standing up to the government is concerned, it's just better to do it here.
I mean, I would agree, yeah.
It's just safer. You know, the government isn't as out of control in New Hampshire as it is in other places. And there are just plain more activists here, more liberty-loving activists that can come to your aid. You know, so for instance, if you were to, you know, write back, I'm not a slave on there and send that back in, or do something else that is atypical as far as responding to the jury summons, then if the government does get nasty, at least if you're here, you've got some people that you might be able to count on to, you know, to come to your court trial or to back you up in some way, to write about you in the newspaper and talk about you on, you know, the radio and that sort of thing. Whereas if you're down in, you know, down in Texas, you might just be all alone.
Good point. So on the other side of the coin, I'm thinking I could fill it out like a good little subject and send it in and go in kind of incognito and either do one of two things. One is what Gardner's done, where you stand up and ask about jury nullification and educate all of the hundreds of people in the jury room,
right?
Or not do that at all and hope I get on the jury. And then, you know,
odds are good you won't get on the jury, because if you have you ever been a jury selection before?
One time, yeah.
Okay, so then you know that they normally give you. I mean, it may differ from jurisdiction to jurisdiction.
There were 200 people in the room, and they pulled about 10 or 12.
Wow. Right, and did they make you fill out a form asking you a series of questions?
That's what they've sent me in the mail. So they want to know.
They normally do it the day of, though. Did they do that too?
Do they what?
Did they do it the day of? They usually have a form the day of as well.
I don't know. This is like a full legal size form with about 20 questions on it.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so they do things differently there. So what are some of the questions they're asking?
They want to know my race, which I'm going to select other because I'm a human being. The date of my birth, is that correct? Is that my driver's license number? How long have I been employed? What do I do? Who's my employer? How many children? How old my children are? That's the most of it. And then the rest are the disqualification questions.
Right. So that's what's most interesting to me is the questions about, you know, how do you feel about certain types of crimes? Are you, you know, what organizations are you a member of? Those sorts of questions. And usually if you answer those in any sort of honest capacity as a liberty-loving person, they will ferret you out and reject you from any chance of serving on a jury. So I'd say your odds are very slim of going and at least being honest with them. And, of course, if you aren't honest, then you possibly are facing, you know, contempt of court charges or whatever
right.
it is they would throw at you for that. So I think that your safest road, and again, this is just what I would do. And, I ran under the radar a little bit when I was down in Florida before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
I think your safest road would be to go in and, you know, ask that question in front of the group, or maybe come in with some FIJA brochures as well. If you go to the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org, you can print out a little trifold brochure and, you know, come in with 60 or 100 of those and start passing them out or something like that. That would really tick them off.
Good idea. And it would be hard to get rid of me like they did the other guy because I'm actually there to serve
on the jury.
There, yeah.
You were supposed to be there, exactly.
And then I'll capture the audio and... turn it into a YouTube video or something.
Sure. That could be fun. And so that way you could help open a few people's eyes while you're down there and while you're spending your precious time, jumping through their hoops. You can at least help spread the message of full, jury nullification, which we should define. Mark, what's jury nullification?
Essentially, it's the jury's power to decide the law is not right or just and shouldn't be in effect. It's the way that we managed to get rid of prohibition in this country was through jury nullification, and obviously they had to re-amend the Constitution to get rid of it. But people
helped get rid of slavery too, didn't it?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
It could be used in the opposite direction too. But
essentially, you are saying no. You can vote no if you disagree with the law,
right.
And they don't ever tell you that. The judges will never give you that instruction, but it's still true. And so, essentially, by informing jurors of their full rights as a juror, you're really doing them a favor. And that's the way I would approach things. Sam, any other thoughts?
That's it. I'm going to get those brochures printed up, take those in, and do the audio recording to stand up and ask them if they're going to explain jury nullification to the group.
So I have to say that I think that's good. It's a safe way to do things.
Don't expect them to even know what it means.
Right. It's a safe way to do things, and that's why bringing the brochures is helpful, too. And I think that's good because we need you to stay safe so you can get here in one piece and not have any, you know, charges that you have to deal with down there. Because you are a great activist. You've got a YouTube channel, and I don't know if it's easy to access. Do you know what's the
issue? I need to come up with a better name than that.
You really do. what's the way people can find your latest video?
Well, if they search Honesty at the Tax Office or... Watching the Watchers is the last one that I did.
Basically, what happened was Sam was on the street with a video camera, and a cop had pulled somebody over. And he was just approaching, as we've done here in New Hampshire a few times, approaching the cop in order to record the situation. And the cop it basically called you an idiot, right, and then threatened you?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it was very interesting. The cop was not comfortable at all having a video camera on the scene, and it's a pretty short little video, but nonetheless instructional as to how some of these thugs react when they've got a camera in their face. So it's okay for them to have cameras, but not okay for you to have cameras. And,
exactly.
You know, the times we've recorded the police down here, we haven't gotten that response, or here in New Hampshire, we haven't gotten that response. So again, they're not as out of control here, and we've got a much better shot at achieving liberty and having our activism stick here in New Hampshire. So stay under the radar as much as possible. Sam, thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for as little as $3 a month. It's completely voluntary. You know the website's free, so this is above and beyond all that. This is if you want to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So get over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll learn about perks that you get access to as an amplifier, like the amp-only call-in lines. You've heard some people taking advantage of that this hour. Also, the amp-only chat room and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones and to the fun. Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, yeah.
Hey. What's on your mind, Chris?
I wanted to talk a little bit more about Walmart.
Sure.
I hear a lot of praise for Walmart from, people who, believe in capitalism. I believe in capitalism, but, I mean, you have to think about Walmart, okay? How all of a sudden in the 80s that this, this small, five and dime suddenly burst on the scene and becomes this enormous juggernaut in a matter of, 20 years, 25 years?
Well, that's a long time in the world of business, my friend, and they didn't just burst on the scene. They slowly expanded their stores in Arkansas, and, they expanded out from there. I mean,
do you think there's a conspiracy behind Starbucks?
Behind Starbucks? Well, I mean... Let's stay on the subject of Walmart.
I'm just saying that there are lots of businesses out there that have come on the scene in the last 20 years or so.
Sure.
And
right.
I don't think that it's evil or nefarious.
Well, I mean, if you want to just look at just some, circumstantial evidence, we'll take, for instance, where they're located. Okay, they're located in Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
which is a, relatively sparsely populated state. It's pretty well known for, there's not a whole lot of middle class or educated populace there.
I don't know if you can. There's middle class everywhere. I don't know.
Well, I mean, just from this perspective of it being.
There are urban centers
in populated state, relatively speaking.
Well, I'd like to point out
it is sparse.
I don't see what the population has anything to do with it. I mean, it has more population than New Hampshire does, and the urban centers there are bigger. Little Rock, for instance, bigger I think than anywhere in New Hampshire.
I used to live in Little Rock, and it's about 500,000 people. I mean, Manchester has
100,000. So, there are Walmarts here in much smaller populated areas. What's the point you were getting at with the population suggestion?
Well, now, do you think that would be a likely candidate for a springboard for a company to all of a sudden expand and grow and go global like they did.
What are you suggesting?
Walmart really, excuse me?
I think businesses can be successful anywhere if there's a demand
right.
for their services.
So business is about a system. It's not about where it came from. I mean, where did Kresge's start? Where did Woolco start? Where did Kmart
right.
start? I mean, all these places started somewhere. I don't think that it matters which place they started. I mean, if your first store is in New York City or if your first store is in Nowhereville, USA, it's about the system that you put in place and how you treat your customers.
Do you think it's just coincidental that also Tyson Foods, J.B. Hunt, the largest trucking company in the United States, Tyson Food, one of the biggest food conglomerates in the United States, all happens to be just based out of Arkansas there?
I have to say, this is a first for Free Talk Live. I've never heard of an Arkansas conspiracy theory before. What exactly are you getting at, sir? There are successful businesses that come from every state in the entire 50 states of the Union. There are successful businesses in Mexico, too, in Canada. I mean, what is it you're getting at?
It's well known, the fact that the Rockefeller family owns and operates Arkansas. Arkansas is in their pocket.
Ah, okay. I'm sorry, that wasn't well known to me. That was news to me. So you're saying that old Sam Walton, he knew the Rockefellers and they got together and what happened? Did they give him money or something to expand his stores into other areas or what are you suggesting?
If you want to believe the rags to riches fable, I mean, you're welcome to do it. But
fable? Do you believe
this is America? Do you believe that people can go from rags to riches in America?
Rags to relative riches, right? But rags to multi-billions, and like the Walt family.
How about Bill Gates? Is Bill Gates in with the Rockefellers too?
Bill Gates, that's a completely other story. And if you look at his connections, he's also.
Yes or no?
If you look at his family going back, mm-hmm. They're establishment old money, sure. But
Bill Gates is old money.
Yeah, he set up.
He started in his garage. He dropped out
right.
of college.
You don't believe that rags to riches story, do you?
Back to Walmart. If you look at Walmart, now what is Walmart? Basically, the stores are just the front for the distribution chain that they control. That's no more nor less. I mean, I'm not necessarily front would be a bad choice of words, but you understand what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, they have distribution centers, and there are trucks that go to them. They get loaded up with stuff, and they take them to the stores. That's how Kmart works and Sears and all the other companies.
Now, how do you get all those inroads into Red China? Now, Red China is where majority of these goods come from. They're communist-controlled and operated. Now, you can't deny that, can you?
I think that they're becoming less and less communist country.
All right, sure.
No,
okay.
It's true, my friend.
They have mobile execution vans. Did you know that?
There's no doubt that there's some nasty things that go on in China, but Mark's statement is correct, sir, and that is that China is becoming more market-oriented than they were in the past.
They are an oppressive, totalitarian, corrupt regime.
So is this one. So is American government.
I absolutely agree, but how does Sam Walton get those heavy connections to where he's going there?
You make phone calls and you talk to people.
Sam was dead by the time they were going into China.
That makes all kinds of sense. Now, why couldn't somebody else, let's say, Walgreens
is doing fine. Target is doing fine. There are all kinds of competitors out there to Walmart that also have connections to China and that are ordering products.
How did Google get into China?
They're all connected to China because everything's manufactured and made and shipped in from China, all the goods.
Uh-huh.
Now, how did we get into that situation? Now, you mentioned that that Walmart negotiates with producers in this country to drive down their prices.
They negotiate with all of their vendors, wherever they are.
Right, they negotiate with their vendors, and so much so to the point where the vendors have headquarters based in Bentonville, Arkansas. If you go down around Bentonville, Arkansas, you'll see all the different corporate headquarters that are trying to locate themselves. Now, what can you say about how can you compare that to any other company? I mean, that's a very
unusual. I don't know. Why don't you call those corporations and ask them why they chose Bentonville? Why don't you ask them that? Maybe it's a lowly, a low-regulated area, and it's just a business-friendly place. Maybe the government there isn't as, cracky in the head as some of the other governments around the country. That's just speculation on my part. But instead of you sitting there and getting all paranoid, why don't you pick up the phone and talk to them?
Talk to who?
The corporations. You want to know why they're in Bentonville? Call them and ask.
No, they're in Benton. I know why they're in Bentonville. I don't have to.
Oh, you know everything, of course. Why is that?
They're in Bentonville to be in close contact with Walmart headquarters.
What, do they need to walk over and have lunch with them? I mean, why can't you just pick up the phone if you need to be in close contact? What on earth could you have to be in the same town as the Walmart head office? What benefit will that provide the head of a corporation?
Well, I mean, if you're constantly sending liaison back and forth, you know, paying for airfare, probably more cost effective to have just an office.
I would agree. I think you're right. I think that's a good thing to if you're doing business with a company to be you know, then they're your majors the company that you do retail through, that it would be advantageous to have an office or your headquarters there in Bentonville. My question is this: all these other companies that you were saying that were in Bentonville, are they wrapped up with the Bilderbergers too?
Oh, sure. Why not? I mean, are you denying the Bilderbergers exist? They just
No one's denied that. But I want to know from you: are the Bilderbergers? What are they? Jewish bankers, or are they really lizard people?
Oh, okay. You want to know specific names?
No, I want to know if they're lizard people or not.
Are they? I don't know. I don't believe they're lizard people.
I was just wondering.
I just wanted to see how far down the rabbit hole you'd gone, Chris.
Lizard people from space. I mean, you know.
Well,
I mean,
as far down the rabbit hole as to recognize world events as they happen, and not to ignore them if they're not in the mainstream press.
So all of the other companies that are successful. Are you suggesting that all companies that are successful, you know, Target, for instance, one of Walmart's competitors, that they're all wrapped in together with the world conspiracy?
You want to know the truth about that? Sure.
You're a paranoid madman, sir. Thank you for the call.
Sorry.
I never heard that. I mean, we have heard some paranoid crackpot conspiracy theories, and that one, I think, ranks right up there. I mean, it's not as sexy as the space aliens or the lizard people or, you know, blowing up buildings. It's not as sexy in that way, but it's certainly all-encompassing and absolutely nutso. I'd have to say that's one of the more nutty conspiracy theories we've ever heard. More on the way. You can take control. Hour 3 is coming up, and anything goes. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Why could...